Welcome to the show where the magic unfolds. Technology and art, a story yet untold. From Lagos to Nairobi, Accra to Johannesburg, we're vibing to the beat. Let the rhythm take control. Oh, tech and art, come together, we breaking new ground.
Hey guys, welcome to the Tech, Art and Soul podcast. And of course, it's your host, Henrietta Ajete. And today I have two amazing ladies here. We're going to go into some exciting conversation. I'm going to have them introduce themselves and then we get right in. Ladies.
Hi, everyone. My name is Blossom Tugbati, a software engineer, an entrepreneur and developer advocate.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Meli Mansu and I'm currently the head of information and library services at the Goethe Institute Ghana.
Fantastic. And just in case you're wondering who this is, I'm a tour curator and also a travel content curator. Right. So ladies, you know how sometimes you get into an industry because you are passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And other times you get into an industry because it's just by mistake. What was your situation or what's your story?
I feel like tech found me because I have a combination of it came up with a combination of curiosity, my environment, and me wanting to be unique in my career, right? Because when I say my environment, the people I had around me, I had these two brothers around me. Okay. They were into tech. And one used to make me help him input the school record into the system he built for them. I was like, oh, wow. So all this data will be stored there, right? Okay. That was amazing. And being unique in my career, when I had the opportunity to choose what course to do in school,
right,
I wanted something that didn't have much females in there, right? And the options I had was civil engineering, architecture, computer science, or IT. And I wanted computer science, but I ended up getting IT, right? That's how I found myself in the tech space.
Okay, fantastic. What about you?
Well, for me, I would say it's an opportunity I grabbed because after school I had this, at the time I didn't even know that it was called a gap year. So I just had to sit down after senior high school in the house, and I just had the opportunity to volunteer here in the library as an assistant. So in the process, I took the opportunity to also learn German. So fast forward, after my first degree, I just had this opportunity and I took it. So I would say opportunity I grabbed.
Yes. Like that. I was so impressed when you said you can speak German. What's good morning in German?
Guten Morgen.
All right, ladies, what are you working on so far? Like currently, what project are you working on?
So I am currently working on creative writing workshops. Okay. So we are still in the process. Last year we had a few workshops with children and also young adults, and we are hoping to continue this year. So that's basically what we are working on at the moment. And also we are working on some STEM in with women, with girls actually. So basically that's what we are currently working on. Basically put
in short.
Yes.
What about you?
There are two aspects of what I'm working on, right? For the community aspect, I'm working on a hackathon this year for Deaf Congress, right? It's across all categories, agriculture, healthcare, education, and all. And for a project aspect, I'm working on a software for book lovers.
Very good. Sign me up.
You can come to rent or buy a book. You have book conversations. You find people around you who are willing to swap a book with you.
Interesting.
Instead of buying a book.
That is mentally. That is so good. That is so good. Do you find the current space you are in challenging? What would you say if somebody says, you know, would you choose this over and over again? Would you say like a quick yes or maybe I'll do something else?
Well, if you had asked me like a few years ago, maybe not so many years ago, just like 2 years ago, I would have said I would want to jump into the next opportunity. But I love challenges sometimes, you know. It's kind of like brings a new drive.
Right.
So, yes, I would still continue this. I would, I don't know, just stay. And then if and the good thing about what I'm doing currently or where I am currently is that there's always new challenges every year.
Right.
So you find out you're like kind of like this, the process is now becoming very normalized, and then another something comes up, you know, like, oh my goodness. And I don't like to leave stuff unfinished. I want to try. So that's basically what I'm working.
That's a spirit we all need. You don't like to leave things unfinished.
Yes,
that's a good one.
Yes.
For me, it's different, right? Because it depends on when you ask me that question, right?
Okay.
If you ask me that question when I'm firefighting with a bag, I'll probably say yes. Like I'll leave it down to truth. But I've come to love the tech space, right? There are times when you are struggling because of the challenges you're facing, either with the code you're writing or with humans, right?
I love that part.
And there are times when you're like, oh, it pays the bills. Yeah, like, you know, I need to clear my bills, my needs, and all that, right? So, it, like I said, it depends on when you ask that question. I might want to jump to the next opportunity, but I love to try things. So, aside tech, like, I try other things, right? So, the challenge.
I totally relate to that. So, I found travel, I would say by mistake, right? So, I fell into this. Fine, I have the passion to travel and all of that, but I didn't think of it as a business. So that's something that I had to, you know, jump into. And then for me, the fact that I can monetize this is also great because it pays the bills, but it comes with some challenges because you are constantly meeting new people. You are, you know, different personalities, different, you know, you have to deal with, you know, all of that. So definitely, yes, it does have its challenges, but yeah.
Something in common.
What is
before travel last year, I was doing a lot of traveling, like organizing trips and whatnot. Right, like as I said, aside tech, I love to try something outside it.
Right.
Yeah.
So we share the love for traveling.
Yeah.
Okay, so ladies, I'm curious, is there somebody you look up to in the industry that you're currently in?
Wow. Oh my goodness.
That's a big one.
Is it?
Yes, it is, because there are some people and I'm trying to get names off my head. But I would see like, right, when I see females, and especially my boss, when I first had my initial conversation with her and finding out that she's a female with her own tech company, and aside that, she builds like systems and sell and get
this is a Ghanaian.
Yeah, she is a Ghanaian.
Fantastic.
Right. She's called Marilyn Agbeko. She inspires me a lot because she's also into the trading. She's also in the trading space.
Yeah.
And having your own software or system that is doing something for you. I mean, that's inspiring, right?
That's cool. What about you?
Well, I would say at every point in time, there is someone I'm looking up to. So I cannot mention just one name. So yeah, there are a few people, and depending on what I'm working on, depending on where my focus is on, whether it's private or work, there are a few people that I'm looking up to. So yes, I do look up to different people, but then I'm actually also surrounded by strong women.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of intimidating, but also challenging. And like I said earlier on, I like to be, do I like to be challenged or exactly. So there's, but one thing is that if I don't know how to do something and I see a fellow person doing the same thing and I can do it, I feel like, yes, this is what I would want to do. So all these women around me at the moment are kind of like pushing and we have lots of things to do. More room for improvement.
So like, I know we talked about challenges, and of course, like every industry, there are challenges, but there are challenges that are unique to women, right? There are challenges we face that men will never believe, they will never get, because we are women, and you know, this is the reality.
Sure.
So what are the challenges you see for your industry that are peculiar to women?
Right.
Yeah.
Some of the challenges would say are like personal, like there are things that guys will never experience, right?
Okay.
I feel like, and also, I'm not trying to like make this be an excuse for someone not meeting up to standard, right? There are times when a woman is going through her woman.
Yeah.
Right. That phase can be overwhelming. And you know, it comes with different symptoms every month, right? There are sometimes during the month when it comes in, you can't even lift yourself, right? So now you have to self-motivate yourself,
right?
Get up and do the work, right? And this is something a man would never face,
right?
And personally, there are times when in my journey, I felt underestimated.
And I feel you on that.
And there are times I also felt overlooked, right? I know, like, if we're overhyping me. And I know it's like there's a good side to it, but there's like also a bad side to it, because there's a thin line between that and pride,
right?
If you don't control it,
yeah,
it's going to put you over there and you won't find yourself building your skill.
So let's break down the underestimated. Because do you feel like because you were a woman, they feel like she probably wasn't qualified enough, or this is like a men's space? And so, like, if you could break that down a little bit, how was that?
So for the underestimated part, right? I remember when I started my journey at a boot camp, and a tutor was introducing us to something in JavaScript.
Okay.
And then I think one of us said she didn't understand, or like our responses were low, and it's all female. And he was like, if you can't understand this, then you have to go back to your mother's kitchen.
Whoa!
I felt like, I remember that statement was like, okay, you people are not doing well, or you are not picking it up, maybe because you people are leaders. So it's like that mindset is still there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't actively face that challenge all the time, but like, it's like some people still have the mindset that tech is for male and not females, right? And we fail to understand that the tech space is not just about writing code, right?
So,
I mean, I could relate to most of what you have mentioned, and as when I started actually in this field, so I would more call myself as an enabler, not in more in the creative space also, and also partly in the tech now, because that's like a topic I'm really actively working on at the moment. So I meet people who they see me, and then I go with another colleague who I'm like the boss of, and then he's male. Okay, so we go for a meeting, and then the first thing is they look at the man first, and then they're like, oh, yes, sir, you are welcome. I'm like, yeah, no problem. But then I call the shots.
Okay.
You know, in those instances, I call the shots, and they'll be like, oh, no, this is the person you're supposed to be speaking with.
Right.
I mean, there are these subtle conversations that go on. I mean, I really overlook them. I don't know whether this is healthy, but I like to be underestimated, because they are not like prepared for what I bring on board.
Right.
So I just take them like that, you know.
Right.
And also recently we are working with girls in STEM. We are training the girls to boost their interest in STEM and also just bridge the gap. And I find that a lot of ladies, if well-nurtured, would do blast in STEM.
Yeah.
I mean, there are these young girls in, I think they are in NEMA. And then we brought them here for the training. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
At the end of the program, we had like a whole ceremony for them. And we had to ask questions. And the questions these people were asking, they are looking at social issues with STEM. They're looking at social issues. They're asking questions. And the moderator had to be like, okay, you know what? Let me just go back. And I mean, these are just young children, girls. And so the challenges will definitely be there, but if we can push, definitely it will just wow them.
Okay.
Yeah, but
just wow them.
Challenges are always there. Cause
there's another one you want to share.
Yeah. I remember when I had the opportunity to mentor some leaders at a high school, right? Mm-hmm. And most of them were mentioning how their parents don't like the idea of them being behind their computers. Mm-hmm. And we even had to like ask the teacher to go talk to some of the parents, right? Because one was like, my mom won't let me touch the computer. She said it's for old boys. Okay. The other one was like, oh, my mom said it's for fraud boys.
Oh,
like that kind of thing. Like, right? So like,
wow.
Like these ladies, they want to, but they don't have the opportunity, or maybe because of the challenges around them, you see, your parent is the one paying your fees, so you don't want to disobey and they stop paying your fees, right?
Yeah. But Blossom, I have a question for you. Is it that maybe we are not doing so much as creating an awareness of what these fields can do? Because
right,
I also work with, getting the children or the girls here, we had to go through their parents. And then God being so good, I had a partner who already was working with the girls, you know, so they already spoke to them. But then again, you had a few of them not coming regularly because their parents are like, oh, today we have to do this, today we have to do that, I have to go and do this. You know, but then again, I feel like, are we not supposed to be doing more of awareness?
Right.
So the awareness is there, but it's not there as it should be. Like, because another challenge I even faced was when I started my first job, right? You see, I work remote, and it's like, okay, if I'm working in my room and I'm in meetings, they will just come and call you, go and cook. And it's not even the right time for me to cook,
get that.
Right? So I feel like we need to advocate more for these rules. And everyone thinks that the tech space is just about writing code, right? It's not just about it. There's like technical writing. There's DevOps. Like, there are a lot of things that you can do. And some of these ladies are so good in writing that you can even be technical writers, right? Like, we need to advocate more for them to their parents. We need to have like spaces where we talk to like just the parents and let them know that this, our time is not the same as it is. And these are the benefits of having their test in the role. You get it.
Right.
Because I feel like a lot of them don't know what's the
difference. Yeah, that's true.
And also like STEM in general, I feel like a lot of them don't, because there are things you can do like outside tech, right? But still in STEM, there are engineering fields your child can get through.
Right. I was going to come to that, but since we are there, let us swing there for a while.
Yes.
What do you think we can do more? And now you've just raised the point of parents, right? What ways can we get young girls to be interested in STEM, in the, you know, the arts, the tech at very young ages?
Yeah.
And then because you talked about the parents, how can we get them involved too? But quite early, how can we do that as a community?
So getting the parents involved early can have, you see, how we do the PTA meetings.
Right, right.
That's like another form of getting them involved, right? Schools can create clubs. I know some schools have these clubs, like tech clubs and things. But we need to make it like compulsory act or an intentional act to create these clubs and engage the students.
Right.
So maybe make them build a project. And then do like an exhibition where the parents come and see that this is what they've done. Your kid built
exactly
thing. And that way it will even motivate them to want to see the things the child can do, right? Aside that too, as much as we are passing the information to the kids and the parents, those in the community that are not like directly related to the kids should also be aware. There's this thing they always say that it's not just the parents that raise a kid.
It's environment. Exactly.
Yeah, it takes a village.
It takes a village. So we need to like educate people around that aside the parent.
Right.
And create more opportunities. If you find yourself in a space where you can sponsor a lady to learn some STEM,
why not?
Do that.
Yeah.
It's a big investment.
Right. What do you think?
Well, I would say, I would like to acknowledge the fact that we are actually doing some bits of it. You know, I mean, most of the tech events that I go to right now, we have a lot of women representation, if not at least to the point where we need to be. But I mean, we are making the steps. And also, like you mentioned, collectively involving the stakeholders, environment, the village, the creative. And I feel like also in the space I work with, we have also a lot of women who are in the creative spaces.
Right.
They could actively also involve communities together with tech.
Right.
You know, I mean, now we have a lot of social media engagement. We have people who are really using social media. So like you have a vlog.
Right.
You see, you can use that space also to like advocate, like this is what is happening. And also we like really push the agenda.
Right. Being intentional.
Because, exactly. Because I mean, some parents are also really intentional about wanting their children, their girl children, to also be in this space, we need to like support each other.
Right.
You know? If we are doing something, let's say the creative writing workshop that we would want to do, we are actually using tech to develop these things. After the workshop we did last year, we had to go on Zoom. If you don't know Zoom, then you miss out. You know, right. We have to go on Zoom to constantly develop the stories we are writing. You know, we have to use, now we have ebooks. Now we have like all these platforms that are tech related. Right. Definitely you would want, even if you want your children to be whatever it is, they still need tech. So we need to make that awareness. We need to also involve the parents. You know, we have to also involve the government. I don't know. It will take some time, but hey, we need to just constantly keep pushing, you know. Right. And then I think definitely. Yeah.
I love the fact that you said we have to acknowledge because you have to look back to realize, you know, how far you've come. Right. I just want to touch a little bit on my challenge as being in the travel space. I don't know if any of you can relate, but a lot of the challenges I've had so far, I think is much better. But before, it has been sexual. Right, where just because you are the female guiding people or helping them plan, they feel they can get much more than, you know, than the travel services.
Really?
Than the travel services you are offering. I feel like in my space, a lot of men have not been respectful, you know, towards like being professional and just knowing that I'm offering a service. And yeah, let's stick with that. So that's my one of my big challenges with that. But it's gotten better because I feel like you just have to keep being femme and people will be just who they want to be. And yeah, that's it.
Wow.
So how do you navigate this challenges, right? How do you navigate this challenge?
It's just being femme, just continuously be femme. Sometimes we've received emails that I can't even tell you the content right now, but yeah, they're just sexual and people tell you, can we get this and this and that when we come? Is it okay to? Because, you know, I started the business, like I said, because I was passionate about travel. And so a lot of the starting point has to be with pictures of myself. Maybe I'm at the beach, I'm touring some hotels and I'm experiencing culture and, you know, maybe in the north, showing people how to do pito and stuff like that, you know. So they see this and they're like, I'd like to have the service, but what more can you give? Because, you know, why should I choose you if you can't give more? So, yeah, just have to be firm and say that, you know, these are the services that I offer and you can stick with that. And I will expect professionalism from you. And when I'm not comfortable with somebody, I just won't take the job, you know. Because with the trips that I do, some are solo trips. So an individual person can say, I'm coming to Ghana or I want to experience Togo and Benin and I'm coming here and I want maybe 14 days on the road with, you know, you are with a complete stranger. Yeah. You have to feel that right from the email point to the planning to the coming down and everything, you are comfortable with working, you know, with this person. And if you feel like some things are off, you're better not, you know.
Do you get them to sign like an MOU or something?
It's probably something I have to consider. Mm-hmm. But like I said, this was like really, really early when I was, you know, starting out. But now it's much better because when you learn the corporate language, and now it's not just about me, take a drink with me, but you know, the whole, there's a business to it. The business is Travelo, you are dealing with Travelo or, you know, behind the scenes and everything is so we get better as we go along. And I feel like women who also will find themselves in this situation, just continue being professional, you know, just stick to it and be firm with your nose and just let people know that services you're offering and not yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah,
I would like to ask on this particular topic, the application you're working on, how is, of course you're using tech.
Yeah.
So how did you, how do you find the books that you are going to be working on? Are you going to work with like bookshops? Are you like dealing with like books, physical books or ebooks? And how is that working out?
So for the application, mostly you have to be physical books because you know that they were ebooks, the whole copyright issue and licensing and all that. So for now, I'm looking at the aspects from like physical books, right? So it's more or less like you come on the application, And then you find bookshops, you find libraries, or place an individual has books. Because, like, I have a friend, she has, like, a whole shelf of books.
Okay.
So let's see if she wants to rent out a book,
yes,
or she wants to sell off a book,
mm-hmm,
to get money for more books,
mm-hmm,
right? So you can set, like, location. You want people not far from you, maybe like 1 kilometer, five kilometer.
Okay.
And then there you get to find someone to get you a book. And you either rent or you exchange,
mm-hmm,
the book. And also, we know how expensive it is getting technical books these days,
mm,
in Ghana. Because,
mm,
then you have to order online and ship it.
That's
and
true.
If it comes here, you almost spend your pay on getting the technical.
Mm. That's true.
Right? So that would also help,
mm,
if you know someone with a technical book on the, mm, application, and you can discuss about the books on the app.
Yeah, fantastic. Ladies, what would you say to young girls who want to get into your industry?
Funny enough, I was telling her I have an article,
yeah,
I wrote about navigating in tech, mm-hmm, as a woman.
Okay.
Right? And a few things I mentioned in that article was, before you cut into like a field, you should do your research.
Exactly.
Right? And see the aspects that are there. Like I said, tech is very broad.
That's true.
Right? Right. And naturally, we have our strengths.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you need to explore, like, okay, what part in tech will my strength, you know,
mm-hmm,
as much as you would want to try other things,
mm-hmm, right?
It should be that part. Okay, I love coding. So, and trust me, you don't know how to code doesn't mean you are dumb.
That's true.
Because there are other aspects that won't survive, like, if they were in there. Like, coding won't survive if they were in there, mm-hmm, right? So, research, know the aspect you want to go into.
Yeah.
Build yourself, like, build your skills, get mentors. And the thing with mentorship is it's very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have one mentor for all aspects of your life.
Right? Okay.
I have, like,
that makes sense.
A mentor for, like, anything that has to do with my career,
mm-hmm,
right? So get a mentor, get an accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself engaged. Get yourself engaged in the community, because,
mm-hmm,
it'll really help you build your skill. It'll help you get your job. We know that statement. They always say that your net worth is your network.
Network,
right? So I got my first role by just meeting someone at,
mm-hmm,
a deaf community event,
mm-hmm,
right? Also, you need to, as a woman getting in, when you get the skill, don't just sit and just work and get your money. You need to also advocate.
Thanks, so,
because there are also others.
But that's how you got in.
Right. Yes, that's how you got in. So you need to advocate for other females to get in.
True.
Sometimes. These are just a few.
Well, I like to have fun in anything I do. And in as much as I like to have fun, I also like to take things seriously. So I'll say to young ladies, hey, I mean, we always hear that beyond the sky is the limit and just go, but just also do something on your own. Start with what you can do in your own community, because, you know, people would see what you have been doing and say, hey, I feel like you can even do more. I didn't know that I could do what I am doing now. It was people around me, you volunteer to do these things, you learn on the job, you be proactive. And I mean, sometimes we don't really know what we want to do till we go a step further.
Okay.
So you just try your hands on different things. Do not, in this modern day and era, you don't have to be limited with cultural stuff, you know, because culture is now becoming dynamic in a sense. And you just push. Find, like you mentioned, find mentors who could guide you on what you want to really do, and do not let any of these stereotypes stop you from doing what you want to do, you know. And do not also let all these sexual innuendos also limit you, because, I mean, they will definitely come, but then it's how you work around it will make even those people who wanted to pull you down, in a sense,
right,
be your advocates, because they'll be like, hey, this is somebody I've worked with and she is really, like, pushing it. And I feel like she can work well in this creative space or in this tech space, you know. And I feel like we should also consciously make the effort of working these two together, because we are in the tech world anyways.
That's right.
You can be a singer, you can be an author, you still need the tech space to grow your creatives. So yeah, I feel like you can just have fun, explore the opportunities you have, and then just put yourself out there.
Okay, we've been having a lovely conversation
already.
We've learned a bit about your industry, yours. What would you say is your takeaway from this?
I would say, from what I've heard so far, just advocate, you know, speak with the community, work with stakeholders. You know, we still have a long way to go in reaching the gap of women in tech and the challenges we have. But once we are able to create awareness with stakeholders and acknowledge the fact that, hey, we need each other for this progress, then we would go far. And also just do your best, have fun.
Enjoy this free.
Exactly. Enjoy the process also,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The connection between tech and every industry, because now tech is every industry. Every industry is tech.
Love that.
So the connection is more like the takeaway for me right now, because I mean, I'm building the software for Book Lover.
Yes.
And then she, a Book Lover, is here. In the art society. So, yeah. So, like, that connection is like, you can't do anything without it. And tech can't survive without the other kind.
Yes.
I love
that. That's true.
I love that. What has been your takeaway?
If I haven't thought it's your
takeaway. My takeaway. Okay. So, I will not like to say, say the same thing, but yeah, just wish. advocate. And I love the twist you added before when you said the parents, because the truth is you can try and get young girls to be interested in something, but their parents can, you know, at the end of the day, they are paying the fees, or they are giving them, you know, exactly. So there's the need to let them understand that these are the various options that are available to you.
Exactly.
Not just sitting down and coding. There's so many different, you know, aspects to tech, you know, and arts that they can be interested. So definitely I feel we should do more of the advocating and then also get the parents involved. So definitely that.
And please have fun also whilst you're at it.
Have fun. I think if there's anything I've gotten from you ladies, is like, just enjoy the space you're
in.
Because the truth is, when you're growing up, tech is made to make you feel like it's as serious as nerdy, wear your glasses if you don't have glasses. You know, so I love the fact that you highlighted that, you know, enjoy the space that you're in. There's so many aspects of tech and art that you can find. Okay, so if you haven't liked this, if you haven't subscribed, if you haven't left us a comment, I don't know what you're waiting for. Please make it a point to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and share with somebody you know will find this content useful. This has been the Tech, Art, and Soul podcast, and we will come back to you later. Oh, tech and art, come together, we breaking new ground.